Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Revelation 21. Behold, I am making all things new, is the text. This Advent season, we're focusing on the theme, we begin with the end. Advent is the beginning of the church year. It's the beginning of this entire new season of hope and watching and waiting. And all around us, we see evidence of looking forward to the coming of Christmas. But then you hear the Advent hymns, O Savior, rend the heavens wide. And hark, a thrilling voice is sounding. You read through those texts, and certainly they are meant to clue us in to watchful preparation for Christ's coming and the celebration of the child at Bethlehem, but more so, looking forward to him coming a second time. And the references to him coming as a child in Bethlehem is in regard to him being the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That it is looking forward to his end as he is born as the Lamb of God. He will die as the Lamb of God. And he will take his place enthroned in the heavens as the Lamb of God. We begin with the end. We hear the words of John's revelation. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Christ is the beginning. He is the end. We begin this new church year. As I said in my newsletter article, the themes of this time of year get a little blurry. There is no clear line in the sand separating our conversation of the end time, which we had the last few weeks of the church year, and our conversation of all things Advent. There is very little separation. Preparing for Christ to come, it's the theme of the journey to Bethlehem, and preparing for Christ to come is the theme for our journey toward the last day. We are always in the season of Advent. In John's revelation, seated on the throne, we hear the Lord say, Behold, I am making all things new. John's vision takes him past the end, where there is already a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away. John gets to see what the beginning looks like after the end has come. Jesus says he is making all things new. God and man will dwell together. That's how it will be at the end, after Judgment Day. That is how it was in the beginning. In the Garden of Eden. The voice of the throne says, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. That is what God has always intended. It is only through sin that this relationship has been separated. In the end, God will manifest himself and be present and dwell on the new earth, just as he walked in the garden and spoke face to face with Adam. That's what we're longing for. This is what we are waiting and watching for in hopeful anticipation. Advent is a season of hope and anticipation. We long for Christ to come. We long for him to come and bring this world to an end so that there will be a beginning. This season, we also watch for and anticipate the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem. He came to make all things new. He came so that God and man would dwell together. He came as the second Adam. He is the Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. When Christ was on this earth, God and man dwelt together, just as they did in the beginning, just as they will in the end. Again, we begin with the end. When Jesus comes and enters the world as the child of Mary, there is a beginning and an end. The first season of Advent began with the promise made to Adam. For century upon century, the people of God watched for and waited for the Son of God to be born of the woman, for God to come and fulfill his promise and make his dwelling among man once again, for God to come and crush the head of Satan. The end of this time of waiting was over with the coming of the Christ child. He has already made all things new. God and man have dwelt together. Christ entering this world as the child of Mary brought a glimpse of what will come in the end. I'm not talking about the healings and the miraculous. There will be no need for healing after Christ comes once again. And there is nothing that will seem miraculous. You ever think about that? Our expectations will not be limited by the confines of this sinful, fallen world. God and man will dwell together after seeing the fullness of the glory of God, after seeing our Lord seated on his throne, after hearing his voice and seeing everything around him and all that he is and all that he encompasses. What could possibly amaze us? What could possibly seem miraculous? Christ entering this world as the child of Mary brought a glimpse of what is to come in the end because of the resurrection. Jesus is the first to rise from the dead and never die again. The beginning that Christ brings as he is born into this world, it is the joy and hope of the resurrection. The beginning is all about the end. Jesus says, "Behold, I am making all things new." Amen. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.